This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new poll finds Coloradans are increasingly worried about alcohol and drugs. More than 10% of the people in the survey by the Colorado Health Foundation said their use of drugs and alcohol has increased in the past year. A Colorado man who was driving under the influence and hit and killed a cyclist was sentenced to 8 years in prison yesterday. A little more than a year ago, 31-year-old Ryan Montoya swerved into a bike lane and killed Gwen Inglis, a champion cyclist who was well-known in the state's cycling community. There are new gun laws in two metro area cities. Boulder and Louisville passed several measures Tuesday meant to prevent gun violence and mass shootings. Katie Lace lives in Louisville near her son's elementary school.
Every day after I walk my son to school and look out the window of the room I use as my office, I look at the school and I wonder if today's going to be the day.
The ordinances include waiting periods to purchase guns and banning the possession of firearms in what are considered sensitive places like churches, schools, and hospitals. Juveniles in Colorado no longer have to pay court-ordered restitution to insurance companies. Since 2016, juveniles in about 200 cases have been ordered to pay more than $3 million to insurance companies, but only about $150,000 has been paid out. Juveniles might still be ordered to pay restitution to victims directly for financial losses. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range today, highs near 80 in Colorado Springs and Denver. It should be getting warmer tomorrow and for the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.